available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Praise someone is to tell that person or tell of how wonderful that person is and how they are the greatest, you know, and so on and so forth, all the different adjectives. When we speak to our mountain, when we talk or make reference to our problem, even in that we ought to find place to brag upon God. Amen? Don't ever just leave a negative hanging out there. You know, always know that, yeah, that may be the fact, but my God has said, amen, or God has shown me, or God has promised me, amen. So that's bragging on God. Now we took a look at how before Zion travailed, she gave birth. Before Zion travails, you know, it's something that's not natural, because labor pains since Genesis, labor pains were what God said would happen. There would be sorrow in birthing. But here in Isaiah 66, we see where God through Isaiah says that before Zion travails, I'm going to have her bring forth. He goes on to talk about, can the earth bring forth in a day? Now, you know, if you plant something, you start a garden in your yard and you plant a seed, it's not coming up the same day. You know, it's going to take time. Because that's the way that you know, seed time and harvest. But God says, I'm gonna have the earth bring forth in a day. Amen. Say, can a nation be born in a day? You know, it takes time. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. It took generations before a nation was born. But you know, in 1948, a nation was born in a day. And that was Israel, the nation of Israel, born in a day. So God is at something here about acceleration, some things with the ability and capability of defying a natural order. And when he talks about it, he's relating it to praise. Tell somebody there's something about your praise. We read in Psalm 67 that when all the people praise him, the earth will yield its increase. Amen. It didn't say after you plant and water, you know, wait for the, you know, the sun and the rain and all that. It said when all the people praise him, the earth is going to yield increase. But notice it didn't say when, you know, just the leaders in the church praise him. He said when all the people. Amen. When all the people. You know, it doesn't matter what our tests and our trials are, or sometimes, you know, like today was a, you know, just a cloudy, it reminded me of wintertime in the north, you know, just a gloomy kind of day, you know, just gloomy. But sometimes the outlook can be like that. But what God is saying, if you will take this weapon that I've given to you, it's not just a warm, fuzzy feeling, and it's not even something that you feel initially all the time. You see, sometimes we put the cart before the horse, and we act differently than God wants us to act. There's a tendency to wait till something causes you to praise. What'd you tell me? I ain't got nothing to be glad about. What should I be glad about? I'm going through. You got it backwards. I was reading the other day, and I was sharing this with my wife this morning. You know, I've always said, and I'll show you this at another time, I've always said, you know, God didn't say give thanks for everything, but he said give thanks in everything. But God corrected me on that, because he showed me where he said give thanks for all things. I'll show that to you later. God said give thanks for all things. And why is that? Because we know that my portion is coming from God. Whatever is coming into my life, it has to be filtered through God's hands. Even my trials, he doesn't allow me to be tested or tempted above what I can bear. It's got to pass through God. Now, if the devil could have his way, you know, if it were not for God's compassion that is new every morning, we couldn't stand. But see, his compassion toward you is new. Even in your roughest and most difficult times, his passion is new to you. In other words, he measures out tests, you know, even though he doesn't tempt you with evil, he measured out what can come against you. He says, no, you can't bring that against them. They're not ready for that. Or they passed that test a long time ago. That's over. That's history with them. Amen. Even blessing, God measures it out. So we have to understand the travailing, the earth bringing forth in a day, the acceleration of things has to do with praise. Amen. It doesn't make sense to the natural man. The natural man, to him, this is foolishness. Think about it a moment. Here you are in a fiery trial. People know you in a trial, and here you are, they see you in church shouting. Tell me that does not make sense to the natural mind. You should be mad. You should be angry. You should be, you know, crying. You should be, you know, whatever, but you shouldn't be shouting and praising. What you praising for? That's the natural man. But see, there's a spiritual silver lining. And that's what we want to look at tonight, because it has to do with warfare. There's so much that happens when we are praising. And I'm not talking about just when you feel like praising. You know, there are times you feel like praising. You know, people have to kind of, all right, bro, all right, sis, just chill a little bit. And there are times where you just have to, you know, go with what you know. You ain't feeling it at all, but you're going to open your mouth anyway. You're going to say hallelujah anyhow. How many of there are times? So it's praise nonetheless. I didn't just say, you know, it's praise. I receive it. It's wonderful when you feel it. Amen. Think about some of the patriarchs, how they praise God in the face of death, in the face of danger, you know, in the face of, you know, being whipped and beaten and all that, but yet they still praise God. When the disciples were beaten and told not to preach in that name, they left the council of the Sanhedrin rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name's sake. There are some secrets we need to know about praise. Sometimes we think we know it, but we don't really know all that goes on when we praise. There's a lot of activity. That's why if the devil could, he would shut your mouth when it comes to praising God. He would have you just to be, you know, a sophisticated observer. You're not saying anything because it doesn't, you know, it's not sophisticated. Here we are shouting till there's a vein in our throat, shouting just as loud as we can. Think about a moment. They only do that at ball games. But there's significance. There's something very spiritual that takes place that begins to happen. A number of things, and we'll cover a few of them tonight. When you praise. Amen? Amen. Tell somebody, the moment you start to praise, things start happening. Now, this one important thing you must understand about your praise is that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it doesn't seem like has changed in your environment, when you praise, something has happened. Something has happened. When you boast about God, there's something happening in the spirit realm. You may not see it right away, but it's happening. Tell somebody it's happening right now. Every day, to some degree, some days more than others, but we ought to give God thanks. We ought to give God praise. Amen. Corporately and individually, we ought to be able to, amen, give God praise. Or even in a setting like this, you know, when praise is, you know, I say when praises go up, blessings come down, you may not see things in the natural, but when you praise, there are times in the environment like was said here tonight. When you praise, it does a great deal for your spirit, man. How many know we live from the inside out? The initial place that you get victory is not out there after you get the phone call, after the check comes in the mail. No, the initial place that you get victory is inside. Do you understand? You start with victory in your mind. When your mind is free, that's why when we praise and you get free in praise, you know something has happened there. Now, don't, what you have to do, you have to, like Galatians 5 says, now stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Because you go out in the world, you hear people talking, and then Mr. Doubt tries to stalk you, and all kind of things start to crowd you and try to get back into your mind because you're back in the real world. No, that ain't the real world. The real world is on the inside. The real world is dictated to us through the Spirit. If you can hold that, if you can hold your peace and hold on to joy, tell somebody, don't let anybody steal your joy. And don't you steal your joy. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of things out there try to steal our joy. But let's take a look. Go with me to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Let's start at verse 17. Story we're familiar with in a good sense concerning Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Now it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. God had written that or spoken that to Abraham when he was childless, had no child, but God spoke. He said, I have made you a father of many nations. And he went so far as to change his name from Abram to Abraham. Abram means exalted father. He was an exalted father. He was wealthy when he was alone, he and Sarai, but God changed his name and Sarai's name to Sarah, which means princess, and his name to Abraham, which means father of a multitude.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part two of Before Zion Prevails, Warfare Praise. Battles are waged and won in praise. If the devil could, he would shut your mouth when it comes to praising God and keep you as a sophisticated observer. There are some secrets you need to know about praise. Praise is an instrument of judgment and war. Something happens in the spirit realm when we praise. Use your praise as a weapon. The saints of God are equipped to defeat the enemy on every front. Praise causes the enemy to tremble and fear. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.